The Healing School Magazine, June 2019 edition. Featuring an unending celebration, Bruce Mbuli's testimony. Also inside this edition, a message from Pastor Chris, joyful all the time. Healing School News, an encounter with the Word, a 2019 Minister's Visitation Program Report. Healing School Impact Report, Healing School Ambassadors Minister Faith on World Cancer Day. I Testify, Healthy Living, Food Facts on Potatoes, Faith Proclamations of Healing and Health, and the Prayer of Salvation.
A message from Pastor Chris, joyful all the time. Opening scripture, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Someone once asked me, is it really possible to be full of joy all the time? Very quickly I responded, I'm joyful all the time. Then he said, don't you think that's a bit unrealistic? It depends on what reality is to you, I responded. For some people, the reality is the human experience. Our reality is Christ. In Christ, it's possible to be joyful all the time. You can be joyful every day and be successful every day, irrespective of what happens to you or around you, because that's God's desire for you. He wants you to be joyful and successful. The Bible says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. That's 3 John 1 verse 2. Jesus came, lived, died, was buried, and resurrected all for your sake. He suffered that you might live in the glory of his sufferings. That means you should live joyfully every day, enjoying your life. The Lord always wants us to rejoice in whatever state we find ourselves. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4, AMPC says, Rejoice in the Lord always. Delight, gladden yourselves in Him. Again, I say rejoice. Notice that this doesn't say anything about what you're going through. He didn't say you should rejoice only when things are going on well or when everything is moving on smoothly. No. It says to rejoice in the Lord always. You may say, well, I'm going through a hard time right now, so I can't rejoice. The scripture we just read isn't a suggestion from the Lord, but an instruction. The Lord wouldn't instruct you to do anything He hasn't given you the ability to accomplish. So when He told you to rejoice always, He knew you could do it. That's what He died for. For you to live the best life, be the Father's dream, and be a success in life and in everything you do, irrespective of the challenges you might face. James chapter 1 verse 2 says, My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. The challenges that come your way are described in God's word as light afflictions. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17. Paul and Silas could have been the saddest people on earth when they were imprisoned after being falsely accused. Instead, they rejoiced, singing praises unto God in their prison cell. Though their hands and feet were chained, they sang aloud, and other prisoners heard them. Guess what? A miracle happened. That's Acts chapter 16 verses 25 and 26. There's no telling what God can do when you forget about yourself, your pains, discomfort and inadequacies, and set your focus on the Holy Spirit. He's inside you to help, build, strengthen, encourage, lead and guide you. There's nothing that can overwhelm you. The distress is for a moment. It'll surely turn out for your good. The problems you encounter that seem to be contending with your joy are temporary. They're the springboards for your promotion and the next level of glory. Therefore, refuse to yield to pressures and adversities. Subdue them with the word. Stir up the joy of the Lord from within your spirit and laugh in victory. Satan and his demons are discomforted in an atmosphere of joy, love, and laughter. So live on the mountaintop all the time by maintaining a joyful heart.
Our feature story, an unending celebration of grace. What do? When everything humanly possible has been done, and yet there is no change. This was the situation that Bruce Mbuli found himself in. Though he was in his 50s, he was full of strength and had a sound work ethic that distinguished him from his peers. Within a short space of time, however, this vibrant man was in a position where he was no longer able to live a normal life due to too much pain and tiredness. Getting weaker by the day, he could feel his life ebbing away. He sought help from the doctors, but he could see the hopelessness in their eyes. Help wasn't coming from anyone or anywhere for him. And he continued to grow worse until someone introduced him to the healing school of Pastor Chris. Bruce's story began from the latter part of the year 2015, when he observed he was getting tired quicker and more often than usual. He attributed it to stress from working too many hours and thought nothing of it.
I thought it was because I was a workaholic and was pushing myself too hard,
he says. Time wore on, but the symptoms did not abate. And a few months down the line, Bruce says,
I began to feel that something was terribly wrong.
Still believing that his work habits were taking a toll on his body, he decided to cut down on the workload, but it changed nothing. Despite the worsening symptoms, Bruce was reluctant to take the matter seriously. As a lecturer and a mechanic, his job entailed building people and fixing things. Admitting that he was sick would be a sign of weakness.
My students knew that something was wrong, but I was in denial and wouldn't accept that I wasn't strong,
he recalls. As fate would have it, Bruce was involved in an accident that led to his becoming hospitalized. While there, his sister visited him and noticed that there was a swelling on his neck. She brought it to the doctor's attention. Immediately, a battery of tests and examinations were ordered, including a CT scan and a biopsy. The results returned afterwards with a confirmed diagnosis that Bruce was suffering from lymphocytic leukemia, a type of cancer in which the bone marrows produce too much white blood cells, causing the lymph nodes to swell and resulting often in fatigue and easy bruising. Upon discharge from the hospital, Bruce was referred to an oncologist for further treatment. The cancer, in its first stage, an immediate treatment included chemotherapy and several medications. For months, he made a bi-weekly appointment to the clinic for chemo treatments in the hope that it would make him better. The reverse was the case, however, as his condition went from bad to worse, deteriorating to a point where it became difficult to carry out his day-to-day activities. This affected him and Bruce's life nearly ground to a halt, he recalls.
Before the accident, the tiredness had gotten so bad that I couldn't walk or drive long distances. My teaching involved both theory and practical sessions, but I had since resorted to sitting to do my lectures. And I could no longer have practical sessions. As a mechanic, being unable to stand long hours meant I couldn't fix cars. I could only work on one car a day, and I couldn't finish the job most times because I always needed to rest. I couldn't do any of the things I would normally do. It was a terrible and shocking time in my life. When I started the chemo, instead of becoming better, I became worse. I had chemo appointments on Wednesdays, but weakness and nausea remained from Wednesday through Saturday. This meant that I was dysfunctional. I mean, my life stood still. For half a week each time, on those days when I could neither walk nor drive, I would call my son to come and take me home. No matter what I had planned for a day, I couldn't accomplish it because I was just too tired to do anything aside lying down.
About 3 months into chemotherapy, the oncologist reported that there wasn't any significant change in the growth. She referred Bruce to yet another specialist who reviewed the case and decided that treatment dosages had to be increased.
Already I had 34 tablets to take every day, but he increased them to 52 tablets, some of which were very large and difficult to swallow. There was also talk of radiation and possible surgery.
Despite the treatments and medications, Bruce's health wasn't improving, and this caused a lot of frustration.
My medications were so many that I had to carry them around like a bag of groceries, and I was tired of it because they didn't seem to be working.
This was a sign to Bruce that his answers lay elsewhere. So he went to church and filled his pastor in on all that had been happening. In response, the pastor directed Bruce to making arrangements to head for the healing school. The healing school is a place of hope and restoration where many come to receive answers and miracles in the name of Jesus. Bruce affirms,
I started to have hope. Even though I had never heard of this place before, I believed in God and wanted Him to heal me, and I was sure that He would do it through Pastor Chris. As I walked through the healing school entrance, I could feel a difference.
This was Bruce's testimony of his experience at the healing school.
On healing service day, the atmosphere was supercharged with the healing power of God. As people worshiped the Lord in anticipation of the mighty things that were about to happen, the man of God ministered to the people with so much power and authority. All manner of sickness and disease bowed to the wonderful name of Jesus, and all were made free from whatever condition had plagued them, with many rejoicing for their miracles. I had come to understand that the Word of God was the medicine that my body needed. I knew too that if I could see Pastor Chris, I would partake of the atmosphere of healing that he carries.
When the man of God gave the word, the power of God came upon Bruce mightily, and he received his healing in an instant, according to his faith. It's been one unending celebration for Bruce ever since. He attests to the wonderful life he now enjoys.
I've had my life back since I received my healing. When I got back home, I started on the cars that were in my garage and I fixed them. Then I resumed my lectures and practical sessions with my students. I work as long as I want to now.
To many who are in need of healing, Bruce says,
I was once like you, but know that God works through His word. So when the word is spoken, hold on to it.
He also thanks the man of God, Pastor Chris, and the healing school partners.
Pastor Chris, I love you so much. May God pour blessings into your life so you can keep doing these marvelous things. Partners, keep doing what you're doing. You are changing people's lives, and it will impact your life in many tremendous ways. God bless you.
See www.enterthehealingschool.org for more information on how to participate in the upcoming Healing School Summer Session in Canada. Taking healing to the nations. Healing School Impact Report. Healing School Ambassadors Minister Faith on World Cancer Day. According to the World Health Organization, cancer is the second leading cause of death across the globe, as it accounted for the death of over 9.6 million people in the year 2018. Nonetheless, amidst the major health setback in a sick and hurting world, the Healing School of our man of God, Pastor Chris Oyokilome, has brought answers to the cries of millions who are suffering from this deadly ailment. Over the years, we have received people from all walks of life who had been given up on by medical sciences following their diagnosis of cancer and were miraculously healed by the power of God. These students turned ambassadors have not only retained their testimonies, but also shared their stories with others. In commemoration of the 2019 World Cancer Day, which held on the 4th of February 2019, the Healing School ambassadors in the Netherlands, India, Ivory Coast, South Africa, Canada, Mauritius, and Zimbabwe organized various outreach initiatives to individuals, including cancer patients in homes and hospitals, where they extended the liquid love of the Father to them. During this series of outreaches, many were sensitized on the importance of healthy living and eating as key ways to cancer prevention. The ambassadors also ignited faith in the hearts of those diagnosed with cancer through the ministration of the word and their exciting healing testimonies, thus restoring their hopes for speedy recovery and healing. At the end of these initiatives, several copies of the ministry materials, including the Healing School magazine and Healing from Heaven, were distributed. Many were led to Christ and registered to attend the upcoming Healing School autumn session in Johannesburg, South Africa. What a most glorious day it was for these beneficiaries, for their lives will forever remain transformed by the Word of God that has taken root in their spirits. Glory to God! For more news and victory reports on the impact of the Healing School around the world, please visit www.enterthehealingschool.org/news. God bless you! Taking healing to the nations. I testify. When I conceived my younger daughter, one of the scans, when I was 3 months along, showed that I had placenta previa, or low-lying placenta. The doctor told me how to manage the situation, which included not traveling at all. The situation remained under control until I entered the 8th month of my pregnancy. I suddenly started bleeding heavily, and it was so severe that the doctors insisted that I be put on 1 month's bed rest immediately. It was a scary time for me, lying about with nothing to do. Various negative thoughts attacked my mind, and I kept seeing black shadows all around me. Eventually, I had my babies, but we realized after the delivery that I had received the wrong medications, which started to affect me negatively. My sight became blurry and I felt dizzy and weak. Things were bad and I needed to put a stop to them permanently. In need of a miracle, I got onto the internet and started searching for answers. After some time, I found the Healing School Cyber Church and I immediately signed up to become a member. I started attending the church services and I followed every message, every worship session and every confession. As I did, I began to notice tremendous changes in my body. The blurry vision cleared, my body received strength, and I became alive to God. Every hint of pain has left my body, and I feel so good. I am very healthy now, and so are my children. Thank you, Pastor Chris, for the Healing School Cyber Church. From Newton Noel, from India. Healing School News, an encounter with the Word, a 2019 Minister's Visitation Program Report. Matthew 28 and verse 19 in the NIV says, "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." This great commission is the driving force of the ministry of the man of God, Pastor Chris. For several years, the reach and influence of his ministry has steadily increased in many nations of the world by the Spirit of God. The Minister's Visitation Program of the Healing School has provided a platform for pastors and leaders from various ministries in different countries to be impacted with the message of the gospel. At the recently concluded 2019 autumn session of the Healing School, ministers from over 76 countries participated in the Minister's Visitation Program. Regardless of what continent or country they came from, all the ministers came with one expectation: to witness the power of God's healing and salvation, and to receive a special impartation for their lives and ministries. Highlighting their expectations, Maggie from Sion Church in Hong Kong, China, had this to say: "Being here at the Healing School Ministers Visitation Program broadened my horizon. I saw so much that we are doing in God's kingdom when I interacted with the other ministers. So I want to receive more revelation from the Word of God, to receive the Spirit of wisdom. I want to learn more so that I can be able to teach my people more about God's Word and do more exploits." Full of delight and awed anticipation, the ministers arrived at the Healing School for a time of unlimited, life-transforming and highly powered fellowship with the Holy Ghost. First up was a visit to the Healing School for the healing service with Pastor Chris, where these men and women of God were enraptured by the miracles and wonders that were wrought by the Holy Spirit through the man of God, Pastor Chris. Pastor Cyril Sirigwani from Home of Salvation Ministries in Zimbabwe testifies thus: "The atmosphere at the Healing School was saturated with God's presence. As we interceded for the sick, tears just flowed from my eyes. The speed with which Pastor ministered to the multitudes was striking. The minister's session with the man of God were extraordinary. Pastor Chris taught them about fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He said, 'Being filled with the Spirit is everything. If you want supernatural results, then be filled with the Spirit.' The man of God also expounded on developing the right relationship with God's Word and living by the Word. Accurate understanding of the Word of God is important. We are the offspring of the Word, and living according to the Word is where the power of God is. The Holy Spirit acts on the Word and works with the Word. To honor God is to honor Jesus, and to honor Jesus is to honor the Word. Word was given to us for a purpose. Jesus builds his church through his words. Know that you are your words. The words that proceed from you have transforming power." Stirring the ministers for greater impact as they go about fulfilling their calling, the man of God admonished them, saying, "Stay focused on what the Lord asks you to do. Measure your success with what he asks you to do. How much of what he asks you to do are you doing? That is what counts." Reacting to the life-changing words she had received, Marie Fong from Church of Sion China enthused, "I love Pastor Chris' teaching because it is always a higher revelation for me. Every time I listen to him, my spirit and mind are transformed. I get the strength inside me. The wisdom of the Word of God has changed my life. I have been lifted. His message was so sweet and uplifting, and I enjoyed myself in the presence of God. The most profound thing was how simple it was, very easy to assimilate and put to work," remarked Sylvia Sanford, a prophetess from the Ministry of Raising Deborahs in the United States of America. A major high point of the minister's visit was the special impartation service with Pastor Chris. The man of God demonstrated the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of God as he ministered to each one of the visitors, and they were fired up with renewed passion and purpose to spread the gospel and heal the sick. It was awesome to behold as special gifts and abilities were imparted in the lives of these ministers. Afterwards, Pastor Jane Carace from Freedom Embassy, Kenya, attested, "I felt the power of God flow through me exceedingly, and I was shaking for a long time. I knew that I had gone to a higher level in my fellowship with the Holy Spirit and in the manifestation of the power of God. When Pastor Chris laid hands on us and ministered to us, I couldn't think of anything at that time. I felt this vibration inside my body, and I felt this warmth in my heart as love flowed from the man of God towards me. I was so excited. Marie Fromm. With certainty, we know that these ministers of the gospel will never remain the same again. They departed from their respective nations with much gratitude in their hearts, enthusiastic and passionate about the next level of ministry. Glory to God! For more testimonies and reports of the ministers' visits to the Healing School and information on the ministers' visitation program, visit www.enterthehealingschool.org/groupvisit. Taking healing to the nations. Healthy living.
Food facts. Potatoes. Potatoes are in some of the most popular foods in the world. They make a delicious addition to several dishes, including stews, salads, pastries, and a host of others. Found in nearly every food market across the globe, potatoes have become an essential food source and the world's fourth largest food crop. Potato allergies are very rare, so nearly everyone can enjoy this amazing food. More than being delicious and handy, potatoes contain a number of vitamins and minerals that are essential for improving and maintaining your health. Typically, 150 grams of potatoes contain just about 110 calories, on average 18% of your daily nutritional requirements for vitamin C, vitamin B6, potassium, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, niacin, folate, and calcium, as well as lots of fiber and several other nutrients. Outlined in this article are some of the benefits of making potatoes an integral part of your meals. Potatoes are good for your general health. Alpha-lipoic acid and vitamin B6 boost cognitive and neurological health and can be found in potatoes. Potatoes' potassium content is a muscle relaxant that, when combined with its tryptophan content, promotes restful sleep. This super tuber also contains calcium, phosphorus, iron, and zinc, all of which strengthen and protect the bones. Also high in fiber, potatoes help digestion and aid recovery from diarrhea. Eating potatoes will also help to soothe stomach ulcers and reduce stomach acidity, thus preventing inflammation. Potatoes are good for your heart. Potatoes naturally have zero fat and zero cholesterol, making them very safe for your heart's health. It's the oil and additional ingredients used for preparation that makes them unhealthy. In addition to being cholesterol-free, potatoes also contain vitamins C and B6, potassium, and dietary fiber, all of which are great for heart health. Potatoes also contain antioxidants and other chemicals that help regulate blood pressure, and L-tryptophan, an amino acid that helps calm the nerves. Potatoes are good for your skin. Potatoes have excellent collagen-boosting properties, which makes them good for your skin in many ways. Uses range from mashing up for a facial mask to treat simple skin conditions like acne, to using its juice to reduce wrinkles and placing peels and slices on affected areas to remove blemishes and dark spots and repair skin damaged by sunburn. Its vitamin C content will reduce visible signs of aging and treat dry skin, and its antioxidant-rich peels can help with exfoliation. How to prepare? There are so many ways to enjoy this superfood. We highly recommend steaming for salads and baking. Keep the skin on when eating potatoes to get most of its nutritional qualities, especially when boiling. We urge you to avoid frying, because it increases calories by nearly 300% and raises fat content from 0 to 15%. Remember that everything in excess is bad. Potatoes still contain a high amount of carbohydrates, so moderation is key. Taking healing to the nations.
Faith's proclamations of healing and health. And my worst fears have all come true. Job chapter 3 verse 25 from the CEV. Many have erroneously thought that it was God who permitted the devil to buffet Job and make him suffer so he would be humble. That's not true. Job's fear was his undoing. By voicing his fears, he created a platform for Satan to come in and mess things up in his life. Job was a man whom God greatly blessed and protected, and Satan knew this. Job chapter 1 verse 10. Satan had hitherto tried to attack Job and found that the man was heavily fortified by God. There was a spiritual hedge of protection around him. The Bible reveals that Job allowed the spirit of fear to take hold of his heart. In Job chapter 3 from verses 25 to 26, the CEV, Job lamented, "And my worst fears have all come true. I have no peace or rest, only troubles and worries." Job's problem was his fear, and fear hinders faith. Fear is actually negative faith. It's a demonstration of faith in the ability of the adversary to hurt you. The moment Job started talking about his fears, he began digging holes in the protective hedge God had built around him. Job delivered his goods to Satan by talking and acting fear. Never talk fear or give voice to words inspired by fear. Continually fill your heart with the word of God, for out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. Matthew chapter 12 verse 34. When you fill your heart with the word, your mouth will speak from the rich deposits of the word in your spirit. That way, in moments of crisis, you find yourself uttering God's word of faith and power that'll change things in your favor. Confession. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I have the life of God in me. Therefore, my health is perfect. I am sound and strong. I am getting stronger by the day, because my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. The Word is working mightily in me. The Spirit of Him that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me, and He vitalizes my mortal body. Health, strength, victory, and prosperity are mine now by the power in the name of Jesus.
Prayer of Salvation. If you want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, then say this prayer, believing with all your heart. O Lord God, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that God raised him from the dead, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life today. I receive, by faith, remission of sins for my soul. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. If you just said that prayer, please send an email to feedback@enterthehealingschool.org. God bless you.
She's free. This is that season of divine healing and health you've been waiting for. Join us at the Healing School's summer session in Toronto, Canada, from the month of August till September 2019, for an outpouring of the miraculous.
I just knew this is the place where I just knew I'll get total restoration. My functioning is back to normal, my hands are back to normal, and here's proof. Now I can.
No matter the pain and condition, there is a solution for you. God is in this place, and His will is for you to be healed now. Take that step of faith now and make your booking at www.enterthehealingschool.org. Remember, you must be pre-booked as available spaces are limited. Once booked, you will receive information on preschool schedule and activities. Translations are available in the following languages: Arabic, French, Spanish, German, Mandarin, Hindi, and Portuguese. The Healing School Summer Session in Toronto, Canada. Your set time for your miracle.
We believe you have been blessed by this and other editions of the Healing School magazine. Share your testimonies with us at testimonies@enterthehealingschool.org. Taking healing to the nations.